metaverse or bust. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Mark Zuckerberg's 3D metaverse is full speed ahead. Horizon Worlds, formerly Facebook Horizon, hasn't done that well yet. Monthly population of only about 300,000 so far. But Meta's new virtual reality headset will be officially unveiled in a few weeks, and Zuckerberg is also boosting production values in the metaverse. One of the critiques of his metaverse was that the avatars are only torsos. There's no legs, nothing below the belt. Although maybe that's a good thing. There was a report during beta testing last year of a virtual groping incident, and that other characters actually encouraged it, which prompted Meta to add a personal boundary feature, giving you the option of creating an invisible force field around your avatar. Already the metaverse needs social distancing. Of course, this implies that the metaverse actually allows groping. So how about designing a pervert filter so you don't get victimized to begin with? I suppose that law and order types could also adopt law enforcement avatars and investigate these crimes. But really, is any of this a good idea? 2D social media isn't immersive enough, so now we're going to strap a fat cell phone over our eyes to join a lawless 3D cartoon universe full of legless torsos who are all lying about who they are? Actually, that might make a pretty cool Halloween party. Except we have to remember, this ultimately means hundreds of millions of our friends and coworkers are going to be strapping on these headsets. And I'm sorry, but flailing around and talking to yourself with a fat cell phone stuck to your head doesn't make you look like you're experiencing the future. It makes you look like a candidate for involuntary commitment. I'm not against escapism for people who are unable to navigate the real world. I'm not against immersion. Getting immersed in my C-SPAN app is what makes the elliptical bearable. But committing yourself to an artificial world and providing all that free eye movement data so that Meta can hypnotize you into buying stuff? I saw The Matrix, the original one. I remember how difficult and painful it was to get out. So why would anyone voluntarily want back in?